Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback. We highlight stories that celebrate unlikely encounters in our history. Thank you, Municipal Councils and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. A Wales Connection. In the southwest corner of Manitoba, close to the U.S. and Saskatchewan borders, is the town of Waskata. The first European settlers arrived in Waskata as early as 1883. Their local museum depicts what life looked like during those years. One day in the summer of 1997, Waskata resident Hilt Wallace was enjoying a beautiful July day at his favorite summertime hangout, the Waskata Museum, when a couple arrived to tour the buildings and view the artifacts. They were accompanied by an elderly gentleman who carried with him a small diary. Over the next few hours, Hilt Wallace was to learn an intriguing story of the gentleman and a nugget of Waskata history nearly 100 years old. The man's name was Arthur Ledchem, Jr., and he had found the diary after his mother had passed away. It had been written by a man he had never met, his father, Arthur Theodore Ledchem, Sr. Arthur, Jr. was currently visiting Canada from his home in Wales. While staying with his daughter and her husband in Ontario, Arthur had convinced them to travel west to the little town of Waskata, a place he had read about in his father's diary. According to the diary, Arthur Sr. arrived in Waskata with his brother Amos in 1910. They found work with farmers in the area. Arthur Sr. worked on the Donald Radcliffe farm, and brother Amos worked with Ernie Lowes. 2 years later, in 1912, Arthur Sr. went back to Wales to find a bride. After his wedding, he was drafted into the British Army and was killed. Arthur Jr. was born several months later. Now 85 years old, Arthur Jr. stood in the town of Waskata where his father once lived. He asked Hilt Wallace about the Radcliffe farm, and Hilt offered to take him there to meet Bob Radcliffe, the current landowner. Then they drove to the Lowes farm. Later, Hilt did some investigation on his own to see if there was any record of Arthur Sr. being in Waskata. Apparently, Donald Radcliffe, the owner of the farm that the father worked at, had been a meticulous bookkeeper. His daughter-in-law, Muriel, had inherited his books, and so Hilt paid her a visit and shared the story of the special visitors who came to the Waskata Museum. Muriel advised him to visit Mary Radcliffe MacGregor, Donald Radcliffe's daughter, and Muriel remembered Arthur Sr. working at her father's farm in Waskata. How fascinating it is that an unknown father could cause such a burning curiosity in his son that at 85 years old, that son would visit the place where his father worked, an ocean, a continent, and a lifetime away, and that unbeknownst to the father, despite only living for 2 years in Waskata, he would leave behind a memory and a story for us to enjoy today. I adapted this article, A Wales Connection, from a story written for Vantage Points 3. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of short stories about the layers of history in southwest Manitoba. Please learn about Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association by visiting our website, vantagepoints.ca. To hear past stories in the Vantage Points series, please go to Discover Westman's community page. On behalf of the Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association, I'm Betty Sawatsky. See you later.